Astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope announced today that they have finally been able to get a close look at the source of the most violent objects in the universe, quasars. These mysterious objects were discovered more than 30 years ago, and astronomers have been arguing about what they are ever since. New images from the space telescope show that quasars originate from surprisingly ordinary galaxies that are near the edge of the observable universe. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, the findings are forcing astronomers to rethink their theories.
When astronomers discovered quasars in the early 1960s, they could hardly believe what they saw. Quasars were the most distant objects visible in the universe, yet they were astonishingly bright, in fact much brighter than a whole galaxy full of stars. Bruce Margon from the University of Washington says that posed a puzzle for astronomers, and it wasn't easy to solve.
The same thing that makes quasars fascinating, their enormous outflow of energy, also makes solving the problem of the surroundings fiendishly difficult because there is this glare to cope with.
It's like trying to get a good look at something right next to a spotlight that's shining right in your eyes. Astronomers couldn't see all that much. But over the years, they have developed theories to explain quasars. The dominant idea now is that quasars are generated from the area around giant black holes in the centers of galaxies. Black holes are so massive, not even light can escape their gravity. The idea behind a quasar, Margon says, is that a big clump of material is drawn into a black hole.
And suddenly the black hole in the center begins to eat. Material heats up, the quasar turns on fiendishly, 1,000 times more energy comes out of the core than is generated by all 100 billion stars in the galaxy, and what you end up seeing from the ground is a bright piece of light with a little bit of fuzz around it that maybe you could imagine might be a galaxy, but there's certainly no conclusive proof. What we're seeing now is the conclusive proof.
Astronomers using NASA's Hubble Space Telescope managed to peer around the glare to look at the surroundings of 35 quasars. At a news conference today, Michael Disney from the University of Wales College showed images that were unmistakably pictures of galaxies.
Many of these objects are not just ordinary galaxies, they are merging galaxies. This one, for example, we're looking at now, you can see all the contrails left over by two galaxies that have been waltzing around one another. And they finally come together very violently. And if you go right into the middle of this, you can see it looks as if the core of one galaxy is eating up the core of the other one.
Another astronomer, John Bacall at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, studied 20 quasars himself. What surprised him was that many of the galaxies he saw looked quite ordinary. In fact, some showed little sign of being affected by these enormously powerful objects at their centers. Bacall says he was also surprised to see how many different kinds of galaxies contain quasars: spiral galaxies, elliptical galaxies, colliding galaxies, and apparently some galaxies too small to be detected with a space telescope.
So the bottom line of what we've learned from these studies is that quasars will eat almost anything.
That's not at all what the astronomers thought they'd see. They had expected to find one common mechanism to explain quasars. If that's indeed still the case, astronomers will now have to explain how that common mechanism can arise in so many different types of galaxies. This is Richard Harris in Washington.